All right, on KMBR 680, always a pleasure to have this gentleman on. He's from the Bay Area, Jerry Howarth. He is a broadcaster. He runs that Toronto Blue Jay Radio Network. Jerry, nice to see you back in the Bay Area.
Well, nice to see you, Marty. And right after this, I'm seeing my Little League teammates going back to when we were 12 years old in 1958. So it's always fun coming home.
Give the fans a little bit of your background with the Bay Area. I know Pat Hughes comes out here. He's from San Jose. You're from the area. Where'd you grow up? What was life like for you?
Well, up until 12, I grew up in Santa Rosa and really enjoyed that. And then my dad, who worked in San Francisco, he wanted to cut the commute in half. So we moved to Novato, and I went to Novato High School, and as well as middle school there, too. And when I graduated in 1964, I went to the University of Santa Clara. And so I spent four wonderful years there. And 1968, I graduated. And, of course, at that particular point, I was a Giants fan, but more a 49ers fan. And Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons were great influences on me. And Lon, then, for years, was a 49ers radio announcer. And that's when I developed my love for the 49ers, win or lose. And so it's been full circle for me to really come home all the time to San Francisco and see my mother and my sister and high school and college friends.
Wow. Toronto Blue Jays broadcaster Jerry Howarth. Let's go back to those early Giant days. What do you remember about going to Candlestick or places like that?
Well, I can tell you this, Marty. Yesterday, I saw a gentleman who, when I was in 13 years old, my dad and I went to a game at Seal Stadium, and we saw Willie McCovey break in. He was 4-for-4 off Robin Roberts. And then when I was 16, a few years later, at the Santa Rosa Golf and Country Club, where my dad was a member, he said, "Jerry, I want you to caddy in a celebrity golf tournament." And I said, "Who am I caddying for?" He said, "Well, you'll find out." And I caddied for Willie. And McCovey was there, and I saw him yesterday and relived some of those memories with him. And they were great moments for me, Marty, to become a baseball fan. I used to go to see the San Francisco Seals play the Hollywood Stars at Seals Stadium. And so baseball kind of came part of who I was, my love for it. And I was very fortunate to find my way then later into radio and Blue Jays baseball.
Candlestick Park, and I just say those words, you know, it's going to be torn down, imploded in one of these years. People want to get another game there. They're talking about playing the Dodgers in an exhibition game. Is it worth going back to Candlestick? You remember those days.
Well, I do remember those days, and I would say no. I don't think I would go back there for the memories, but the memories were tremendous for all of us, but those were memories. This AT&T Park is where you want to be to play the Dodgers, in my opinion. But with the wind and Willie Mays adjusting his swing to hit home runs to right field and the earthquake series, which my partner Tom Cheek and I broadcast in 1989, and a devastating earthquake it was, could have been worse if they hadn't really refortified Candlestick Park with those flexible joints years before that. So they're great memories. Windlestick, I thought Herb Cain said it best with that, but no, I think it's a history now. One more year for the 49ers, and then it's gone. But it was a big part of the San Francisco Bay Area sports history.
It was for everyone who lived out here, got that heart for baseball, and Jerry Howarth has it. Jerry, how did you get that break to the major leagues? How did it happen for you?
Well, I was fortunate. I was a late starter and didn't know what I wanted to do, and then finally when I was 27, I decided, having worked at Santa Clara University for a couple years and unable to get on the radio as a fundraiser, I wanted to just kind of raise my profile as a fundraiser. I started to tape games, Marty, and I taped football and basketball games. And then I took that tape to Tacoma, and they hired me not only as the Twins AAA announcer, they liked my work, but the University of Puget Sound football and basketball announcer. And that began my broadcasting career, 2 years there, three in Salt Lake, and then I've been in Toronto for 32 years. And I really thought I would be a feature writer for Sports Illustrated. I love writing. It came easy to me. But the broadcasting did not. And even to this day, it's a challenge to make today's broadcast better than the one the day before. And that's what I think a great career is all about, when you still have that motivation and incentive to make it better.
Well, you have the voice, I'll tell you that.
Well, it's funny, I didn't have a voice either when I was younger. It was kind of high-pitched, but my voice just over time has evolved, and I went to a speech therapist, and I went to people to help me with my voice, 2 years in Tacoma with Judd Dowdy and Mrs. Lois Singer in Toronto. And so I needed the help, and it helped me a lot just to learn how to use my diaphragm and the column of air and speak, and it's still a challenge every day, but I've been able to work on it. It's made me feel very good.
Wow. Jerry Howarth is with us. Jerry, the Giants played up in Toronto a couple of weeks ago, and people are commenting on how quiet the Rogers Centre is and kind of commenting about, well, Toronto baseball, almost like it's new. It's not new. It goes back about 100 years to the old Toronto Maple Leafs. I saw them play in the International League, and great players came out of there. There is a legacy of baseball in Toronto. Is it still felt there?
It is. One of the best things that happened to me, Marty, when I moved up there in 1981, was I met Lou Cause, who authored a book called Baseball's Back in Town. And it was just the history of baseball in Toronto well before the Blue Jays. And that was so interesting for me to read. And I needed that because Toronto's a very good baseball town. It also has that British reserve where there's a quietness about the crowds, a conservatism, and they're not as into it as other crowds. And having come from the States, and I can appreciate that. But when the Blue Jays were playing well, and they were the first team to draw 4 million and did that for three consecutive years, 50,000 a night, there was a lot of noise and a lot of anticipation and excitement. But the Blue Jays haven't been to the playoffs for 20 years. And if you don't play well, and you're the Giants playing well, they've won two World Series in the last, what, 3 years, you're just not going to get that kind of fan support. It's coming back, but the Blue Jays have to win first to get it all back.
All right. Jerry, your late partner is going into the Hall of Fame this year, getting the wonderful Ford C. Frick Award, well-deserved. Can you talk about Tom and let us know a little bit about his background? So when that comes up in July, the folks out here will know something about him.
Well, I'll be there with his wife, Shirley. Tom passed away October 9th, 2005, so it's hard to believe it's been that many years since he died. But I'll be there with Shirley and the family. And when I moved up to Toronto, I met this big old guy from Pensacola, Florida, who had worked in Vermont and had done some work with Dave Van Horn across the border with the Expos, and then was hired full-time with Early Win in April of 1977. And because he was so big and named Tom, and I'm short and named Jerry, quickly it was Tom and Jerry. And that was a great team for us. We enjoyed each other's company for years. It was real professional on the air, two play-by-play men. And Tom goes in and richly deserved. I always thought, Marty, when Dave Niehaus was inducted into the Hall of Fame, they should have put both of them in because they're both icons. Tom was alive at that time, and it would have been nice to have them both go in. It didn't happen, but he's in now and well-deserved.
What was his trademark? Tom Cheek, we're talking about. What was his trademark?
I think it was, first of all, the big baritone voice and his love of the affiliates across Canada on the network. He was very good at making sure that they all felt a part of it. But the fans, too, felt that big voice. And Tom was, he wasn't a homer, but he definitely, with his voice, you knew if they were winning or losing. And so he was, for me, the sophisticated Blue Jays fan who could talk about the game. And when they were up, he was up. And when they'd hit into a double play, leaving the bases loaded, he was down. But you know what? So were the fans. And so he was the ultimate Blue Jays broadcaster and signature voice, and he did a tremendous job.
Did he have a signature home run call?
No. I think Tom kind of stayed away from all kind of signature calls and just was Tom. And I think those two are a part of who you are. They become comfortable. If they're comfortable, then they're good calls for that broadcaster. But if they're not, don't do it. And I think Tom was very comfortable just calling the game and not a lot beyond just that. But that was good enough because he was the first broadcaster there. And I think longevity helps all of us in our careers.
Wow. I'm just thinking about the Joe Carter home run. Who did that call?
Well, now, Tom made that call, but that wasn't a signature call. But what it became, Marty, was an iconic call. Joe hits the home run in 93 off Mitch Williams. And as he's jumping down to first base, up and down, Tom makes the call. And then he looks at Joe, and then he says, "Touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life," because he was fearful that Joe might miss first base in only the second walk-off home run in World Series history. So it was spontaneous. There was nothing manufactured about it. And because it was spontaneous and heartfelt, and that was the background, it was perfect.
I love it. I love hearing it today, and I'm so happy you could be on it, talk about your partner going into the Hall of Fame. And let the fans know, Bay Area guy Jerry Howarth has made it. And you're part of Toronto baseball, a long legacy. Jerry, thanks so much.
Well, you're welcome, Marty. You're a great friend, too, and we go back together, so I appreciate being on.
All right. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.